Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Romance. Romance, bringing you the finest stories of the world's greatest romantic authors. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love, all strung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you Les Crutchfield's unusual story, The Barrier Reef. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum refreshes you. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment. Yes, for chewing enjoyment plus refreshment, it's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, delicious flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth, helps keep your throat moist, and gives you a nice little lift. The good, smooth chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling fresh and alert, adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So for chewing enjoyment plus refreshment, treat yourself often to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now, with Bill Conrad starred as Brett and Joan Banks as Lorna, here is the first act of The Barrier Reef.
Beautiful, exciting, and desirable, and I hated her. I started hating her the second day out from Port Moresby. Before that, I'd been as much her slave as the rest of the fools aboard the cruise steamer. All the men on the ship, passengers and officers alike, had danced to her tune and loved it. And so had I, from a distance, of course. Until the morning, she came onto the bridge during my watch. And then I stopped dancing and started hating. Tighten her up 3 degrees, mister. We'll try to quarter that swell.
Aye, sir. 3 degrees it is.
A rough sea. Must be some dirty weather ahead of us.
I hate to run these reefs in a storm, sir.
Yeah, it's close quarters, all right. We'll be out of them by dark, I hope.
Brett?
What?
Brett?
Oh, Miss Kurt. I'm sorry, but passengers aren't allowed on the bridge.
Oh? But, of course, that doesn't apply to me.
I'm afraid it does, Miss Kurt.
Miss Kurt. Brett, the name is Lorna.
Yes, I know.
You do?
Yes, I do. I've been very much aware of you on this cruise.
Well, you certainly kept the fact well hidden.
I know enough to stay in my own league. Some of the officers on board don't.
What is your league, Brett? Waterfront honky-tonks, a girl in every port?
I'm afraid you'll have to leave the bridge now, Miss Kurt.
And suppose I don't. What will you do? Use force?
If necessary, yes.
You know, I think you really would. A chance to show your authority, is that it? I guess a third officer doesn't get many chances.
Miss Kurt, if
you... Actually, he doesn't have much authority, does he?
Will you please get off the bridge? You had no business coming here in the first place.
I certainly didn't. I don't know why I got the ridiculous idea that you were... that you might be a... Well, I hope you swallow a chunk of that stupid pride of yours and choke on it. You fool!
The little lady had quite a temper, sir.
Shut up, mister.
Aye, sir.
A lovely parasite. Useless and expensive. Loafing her way around the world. That was Lorna Kurt. I avoided her the rest of the day, hating myself for acting like a fool and hating her even more for being the cause of it. She spent most of the day lounging around the deck with a pack of her playboy slaves. And at 4 p.m, we finally hit the storm. I finished a split watch at 10 p.m. and went out on the boat deck, inching my way aft along the rail. We were driving into a blinding rain, rolling heavily and shipping water across the decks now and then from the high-smashing swells. I stopped finally in the shelter of the stacks and lit a cigarette. And then...
Brett?
What?
Brett, is that you?
Lorna Kurt. Get below. Passengers were ordered off the decks at 6 o'clock.
I can't hear you. Wait till I...
Lorna, look out!
What?
Lorna!
There was no time to get help, to notify the bridge, not even time to plan. I ripped the lashings from a light raft tied to the rail, threw it ahead of me, and went over the side after it. Lorna! Lorna!
Help!
Oh, right ahead. Coming, Lorna! Over this way.
Fred?
Easy. Here. Here we are. Come on now. Come on. There.
Heaven, thank heaven.
Better save your thanks for a while. We're still in trouble. Plenty of trouble.
Brett, what are we going to do?
The only thing we can. Hang on, try to stay afloat, and try to stay alive. As long as possible.
All through the night, the wind and current drove us southward, lashed us with a driving spray, and at times tore the breath from our throats. But still we lived and hoped. By daylight, when the storm had passed on, we found the raft had been driven far off the ship's course and in among the reefs and atolls. By noon, we were skirting a vast emerald lagoon ringed by a broken chain of palm-covered islets and barren sandbars. Twice, I tried to reach the raft on one of the larger islands, and I missed both times. The current was so strong.
Fred, maybe we'll be carried on past father and father.
Here. Lie on your stomach and paddle with your hands like this. The current's driving us into that sandbar. Now, if we can get around it, we'll be in still water inside the lagoon.
Suppose we don't, Brett.
Then we'll probably smash on the reef. I'll paddle.
It's no use, Brett. We can't make it.
Shut up and paddle.
Brett, we're pretty bad.
Here. Get out the raft. Come on, let it go! Over here. There's a break in the coral here. Lorna! Lorna, hurry! Here, up on the sandbar, quick! Come here!
Fred,
quick!
Something came toward me in the water and then turned away.
It was a shark. About 9 feet long. Look, there's another one.
Fred, there are dozens of them.
Yeah. There'll be no swimming in that lagoon, and we've lost the raft. Looks like the end of the line.
Well, at least we're safe on dry land.
Safe? Take a look. We're on a bare sandbar about 20 yards wide and 100 long. No water, no food, no shelter. You feel that sun?
They'll come after us. They'll find us.
Not a chance in a million.
But they've got to. They can't just leave us here. What will happen if they don't?
You know as well as I do. You almost said it. We'll keep struggling and get nowhere. We'll try to hide from that blazing sun with no place to hide. We'll burn up inside from thirst and hunger, and finally we'll run screaming across the sand, praying to die.
Stop it! I don't want to hear it.
You might as well face it, Lorna. This is one thing you can't buy or charm your way out of.
Or you either, Brett. That authority of yours doesn't mean a thing here.
Yeah, that's right. The whole world out there with everything and everybody in it doesn't exist. And there's nothing left but us and a sandbar.
You and I...
And one basic instinct, survive. We'll try to do it, Lorna, but we can't. We'll try and we'll lose. And we'll die. It was cruel and brutal lashing out at her because of the helpless feeling inside of me. Lorna didn't really know what we faced. I didn't. I'd seen men before who'd suffered exposure in the tropics. Alone, I could have stood it, but to stand by helplessly watching her lose her sanity... And then her life. I hated her for causing that helpless feeling. Because I loved her very much. I found a length of whalebone washing up in the surf and spent most of the day rubbing it against the coral, grinding it to a point. And by dusk, I had a pretty fair fish spear. But no fish.
Brett, over here.
Yeah? Where?
There, nosing around, Carl.
Yeah, it's a perch of some kind. Don't move now if he will only come a little closer. Come on. Come on.
I got him, Lorna. I got him. Oh, isn't he a beauty?
Well, I guess. Only, what will we do with it?
Eat it, of course.
You mean, Brett, with your bare hands raw?
It's uncivilized, isn't it?
It's beastly. It's horrible.
It's good, though.
Well, you are nothing but a savage brute.
Savage, hungry brute. Aren't you hungry, Lorna?
Yes, I'm hungry. I'm starving, you fool, but I...
That tastes like filet of sole. It's wonderful.
Brett.
What?
Brett, give me some, too.
On the morning of the second day, the current swept two green coconuts in close to the sandbar, and I went into the water after them. The sharks were a second too late. And Lorna and I drank the sweet water that gave us just a little longer lease on life. On the third day, no fish and only one coconut. And the fiery sun seemed to take an endless time to cross the sky. Night. And millions of glittering stars, brilliant against the blackness. Their beauty, hideous in its implication. For I knew that one more day would finish us.
Brett.
Yeah.
Brett, it's no use. I can't go on.
Don't think about it, Lorna. Just live it minute by minute and hope for the best. Maybe there'll be a rainstorm tomorrow with plenty of water and cloudy skies.
And the day after tomorrow? Brett, I want you to do something for me.
What?
Kill me.
Lorna.
I mean it. It would be the kindest thing you could do. Something that's quick and painless. You could hit me and throw me into the water.
Shut up, you little
fool.
You thought
it yourself. You know you have.
No.
I can't face it any longer. Dying by inches. Oh, please, Brett, please.
Lorna. Oh, Lorna. There now, Lorna. Don't cry, honey. It's all right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, my darling, I love you so.
You love me?
From the moment you came on board.
But you... I thought you hated me.
I tried to make myself hate you because you... You were you, and I could never hope to have you.
Oh, Brett, you fool. Why do you think I came to the bridge? Why do you think I came on deck that night?
Lorna.
And now when it's too late, we both find out what fools we were. I've been in love with you for weeks.
Oh, my darling. Lorna.
Brett.
It's not too late, darling. We still have this moment. This now. And it's all anyone ever has, really.
Yes. You and I alone with the stars in the night. The last man and the last woman.
There's no world, no other living human being. Nothing.
And we might never have known.
Lorna. Lorna, listen.
What is it?
It's paddles. Look, look. They're in the moonlight coming this way. It's a canoe.
Fred. Oh, we're saved. It's going to be all right.
Well, I hope so, darling.
But of course it is. What do you mean?
I don't know for sure, just a feeling. The South Seas are a long way from civilization, Lorna. I hope it's going to be all right.
Friends, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint while you're working. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint gives you a refreshing little lift. The smooth, pleasant chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum helps keep you feeling relaxed and satisfied, makes your job seem easier. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your home, When you're out walking or driving, when you're enjoying outdoor sports and other activities, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good anytime. And the natural chewing aids digestion and helps keep your teeth bright and attractive. Yes, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
And now for the second act of The Barrier Reef as we return to romance.
The canoe came closer across the moonlit lagoon, and finally we could make out the dark shapes of two men paddling it and hear their voices. We shouted ourselves hoarse until they answered and headed in toward us, leaving a gleaming phosphorescent wake behind the boat. Lorna and I waited on the sandbar, and I still sensed danger.
I don't understand what you mean, Brett. Who do you think it is? Who could it be?
I don't know who, but I do know some of the types you find down here. Outlaws, escaped convicts, smugglers, hijackers, renegade natives.
Or a government patrol. It could be that, you know.
No, they don't use canoes. Well, we'll soon find out. Now, just follow my lead, Lorna. I'll try to sound them out.
Well, now, mister, welcome to Buna Atoll, the last place.
A woman?
How do you do?
A castaway on a deserted sandbar, she says, how do you do? Just as cool and pretty as you please.
Where are you from? Is there a settlement around here?
No, nothing like that. Me and Zumo here got ourselves some diggings on one of the islands across the lagoon. Nothing fancy, you understand. A taro patch, a few hogs, and plenty of coconuts. But it's better than this.
Would you take us there?
Might. What's the story on you two?
We were washed overboard from the liner Boston Cloud during the storm. I was third officer of the ship. Miss Kurt is one of the passengers.
Miss Kurt, huh? And what's your name?
Brettner. Brett, usually.
Well, I'm Hans Leiden, and that's Zumo squatting on his heels there. As rough a little Kanaka as ever slit a throat.
Let's talk to him. Give him some drink.
That's his weakness, rum. It's a good idea, though. Let's all have a drink. Celebrate your rescue. Zumo, get the fire going. We'll roast some of those crabs.
Leiden, can you take us across the lagoon?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Here now. Have a drink, Brett. Now, it'll make the waiting easier.
Waiting?
Yeah, we'll have to take you over to the island one at a time, you understand.
Oh? Why?
The canoe will only hold three.
I see.
Well, then, why couldn't Brett and I go over with you, and then you could come back to Zumo?
It's a tricky boat, Miss Kurt. It takes Zumo and me both to handle it. No. Here, have a little drink yourself.
No, thank you. I don't believe I care for any.
Go ahead. Do you good. Make you feel lively, raring to go. Now,
She said she didn't want it, Hans.
All right, Brettner. No offense. Man forgets how to talk to a pretty woman. We don't have them out here on the islands, you know. I guess this is my lucky night. Well, which one of you goes over first?
I wonder if you'd mind if Miss Kurt and I walked down the sandbar a ways and talked it over.
Sure, go ahead. Anything you decide is all right with me. It all adds up to the same thing, you know.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Lorna. Lorna, if we get into that boat with them separately, we'll end up on separate islands. Like Hans came right out and said, it doesn't make any difference who goes first. It'll all add up to the same thing, and he's got a gun.
All right, so it does mean taking a chance. But what else can we do? It's our only chance. Don't you see? It's like you said, he has a gun, so there's nothing you can possibly... What's wrong?
Do you mean our only chance, Lorna, or your only chance?
Oh, don't be a fool.
The last man and the last woman alone in the world, huh?
The worst they'd do to us would be better than this.
Would it?
Well, we'll die here if they leave us.
Last man and woman. Only there are a couple of other men now, and one of them has a gun and food and water and life to give.
Oh, you fool, you stupid, thick-headed fool.
Yeah, it does take me quite a while, doesn't it? Well, just one request, Lorna, before you take this only chance of yours. Give me a chance, will you?
What do you mean?
Distract his attention. Let me have a try for that gun.
Brett, he'll kill you.
So it means taking a chance, but it's the only chance, my only chance. Now, how about it?
All right, Brett, if that's the way you want it.
We went back to the fire and told Hans that Lorna would go on the first trip. His eyes dropped quickly and he barely hid the look of satisfaction on his face. I could guess what he was thinking. Once he'd left with Lorna and the boat, he wouldn't come back to the sandbar for me. Lorna was scared and nervous, and most of her chatter didn't even make sense. I wanted to hate her, but the feeling wasn't in me. My whole reason for existing was stripped down to one basic desire. Get that gun.
Yes, sir, it's quite a night. Me and Zumo find ourselves the prettiest little lady south of the equator. And a ship's officer, too, of course. Yes, sir, quite a night.
I hope we won't cause you too much trouble, Mr. Leiden.
No, Hans, honey, Hans. As for trouble, don't give it a thought. How are those crabs coming, Zumo?
Oh, good. Everything fine. Me one drink now.
Finish your job first, then you'll get it. Sabe?
Okay, me sabe.
How about a shot of rum, Bretna? Do you good, make a new man out of you.
I think I'd better wait until after I eat. I'm a little shaky.
Well, a swig or two of this will fix you up. Here.
No, thanks. I think I'll wait.
But this is the best rum in the islands. See, take a look at that color.
Well, just the same. I think...
Look out!
When I came to, I was lying on my side a few yards from the fire with cords cutting into my wrists. And the first voice I heard was Lorna's, laughing.
You all right, sweetheart? I figured you for one of them hoity-toity ones, which is you all right.
Well, I guess I had you figured wrong, too, honey. All muscle and no brains, I thought. But that was clever, the way you tricked Brett. Awfully clever.
Him. He was watching this gun of mine. He couldn't take his eyes off of it. I knew what he was up to. Here, baby. How about another drink?
All right, fine.
I could feel a sharp, jagged chunk of coral under me, and I worked my wrists against it and began sawing at the cords. Hatred for Lorna boiled up inside me. Hatred for all of them. My wrists were slashed and bleeding, and I scarcely felt the pain. And now and then I opened my eyes cautiously and glanced toward the fire. Hans had moved close to Lorna, and the native crouched a few feet away, watched them and drinking from the jug whenever Hans wasn't looking. I felt the first of the cords cut through. And then...
All right, Hans, don't move.
What? Oh, you little fool. Give me that gun.
Stay where you are and get your hands up. You two, Zumo, so help me, I'll kill both of you.
Hans and Zumo moved slowly, separating and edging
it.
Toward her.
Go on.
I saw what they were up to, and I worked frantically at the last of the cords.
Stay back. I'm warning you. I'll shoot.
You wouldn't want to do that, honey. You couldn't shoot both of us. If you shot at me, Zumo would get you. And
stop.
If you shot at Zumo...
Don't come any closer.
Look here, missy. Here.
Get back. Get back, Zumo, or I'll...
You'll what, honey?
Go of me.
Then give me the gun.
Help, Brett. Help me.
The last cord snapped, and I was on my feet and running. A second later, I smashed into Leiden, knocking him away from Lorna. And grabbed at the gun he'd torn from her hand.
Who was you?
Let go of the gun.
Be careful, Brett.
I'll kill you, Brett, now, if it's the last.
Give me the gun.
All right. I'll give it to you.
Stop.
They twisted his arm back at the moment. He pulled the trigger and the bullet caught him in the shoulder. He fell to the ground, groaning, and dropped the gun. I bent to pick it up and then...
Brett, look out!
Zumo, kill!
Get back, you devil!
Zumo, kill!
Get back!
Brett!
I knocked him loose, slipped in the sand, and dropped to my knees. As he came at me again, my hand closed over the fish spear. And the violence of his rush carried us off the reef and into the water.
Zumo, kill!
The native was like a fish in the water. Weak and hungry from thirsty, I couldn't break free of him. I went under. I struggled to the surface, gasping, choking for breath. I felt my last strength ebbing away. And then...
Brett, the shark!
I saw my life measured in seconds with only one way to save it. I drew back the fish spear and... drove it into Zumo's side.
Can't you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. How'd I get out of the water?
I dragged you.
Thanks.
There were sharks, Brett, dozens of them. They're gone now.
Oh. What about Lydon?
He's still unconscious. I stopped the bleeding and tied him up. Brett, everything's all right. We're going to live.
Well, at least we've got a better chance. We've got the canoe, so we can probably get over to one of the islands.
No, I don't mean that. There's a ship out there.
What? Where?
Over there. See the lights?
Yeah. It's too small for... It's a government cutter. That's what it is. They're checking the reefs for storm wreckage. Well, come on. Let's get that fire built up.
Wait, Brett.
What?
When that boat gets here, it'll bring the world along with it. We won't be the last man and last woman any longer.
No, I guess not. I guess we'll have to start facing reality again.
We could make a new reality if we wanted to.
Lorna, a third officer doesn't make much of a salary, even with a promotion coming up.
Well, neither does a private secretary.
What?
I had to save 3 years for this trip around the world.
But you acted like you... Well, I thought...
You thought a lot of things, Brett.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I did. Lorna, you know what I'm thinking now?
No. Tell me.
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, Brett.
Darling.
You know something?
No. What, darling?
I like what you're thinking.
Remember, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum refreshes you. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth, freshens your taste, sweetens your breath. The smooth, pleasant chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling relaxed and satisfied, makes whatever you're doing more enjoyable. Yes, for refreshment plus chewing enjoyment, treat yourself often to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Millions enjoy it daily. Get a few packages and always keep some handy. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard The Barrier Reef by Les Crutchfield, starring Bill Conrad and Joan Banks. Featured in the cast were John Daner, Lou Krugman, and Don Diamond. Editorial supervision is by John Meston and musical supervision by Earl Towner. Roy Rowan speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.